And now from the Chicago Tribune's sports section, the front page of that section, it's Paul Sullivan, who has covered every city series from 1997. He's written about all of the games over the years, and he was at this Cubs-Sox series. Paul, good morning. The Sox, do they have a weakness? They played with this veteran Cub team pretty well, didn't they?
They did. It was a really great series. Three close games. You know, the White Sox, they do have some pitching issues with the rotation, but they used two openers the last two games and came in with Fetty and Urquidy yesterday. So, it was a great series. And, you know, really going back to the one earlier this season at Sox Park, just a really great year for the Cubs-Sox series.
And it doesn't look like Swanson being out is going to hurt the Cubs that much, does it?
Well, I don't know about that, but Horner definitely is a great shortstop, and he's played it before. It's been a while, but he's a gold glove fielder at second, so I don't think they lose much defensively, but you do want Dansby in the lineup. He's not hitting for average, but he does have, 65, 66, something like that, RBIs. He can hit home runs, so it'll hurt a little bit, but hopefully they'll get him back for the playoffs.
Hey, so like going back to the White Sox and their mindset, Andrew Benintendi yesterday saying, well, we don't know any better to not understand that to bounce back, and it just kind of seems that that's the attitude that is prevailing through that clubhouse. A lot of young guys that maybe don't realize, we're not supposed to do this.
Yeah, I think that's one of the keys to this team, and having a manager that's really low key like Will Venable really helps there, because if you look at the team on paper, there's no way that it's a playoff team, and they're only six games over 500. So in a normal year, they'd be fighting for a wild card spot if they're lucky. But the way things have played out in the American League, they've got a four game division lead. It's really not a very good league this year outside of the AL East. So the playoff bracket is skewed so that if they do get a first round bye, they've got an easier matchup in the first round and they can get to the ALCS. So I think they're looking at it now like, what do we got to lose? We get to the ALCS and maybe even the World Series with a young team. And then, who knows what happens after that?
You just got to get into the dance and see what happens, especially like you pointed out in the AL. I wanted to talk to you about just the fact that both of these teams being above 500 this late in the season, getting together in that series, it hasn't happened since 2008. But do you feel like both teams got something out of this series as far as where they stand as a team and where they stand going toward the playoffs?
Well, the Cubs, they're still a ways back from Milwaukee. They could catch them. They've got seven games left with the Brewers. But as far as the wild card picture, I think there's pretty much set as getting into the playoffs. They have the first wild card spot. It would take a collapse to do that. And the way it's looking, right now they'd play Philly, which would be a great series. Kyle Schwarber back at Wrigley Field. So I don't know if this meant much in terms of that. They just kind of holding their ground in the wild card race right now. They're really not going to know until they play the Brewers. I think they play around Labor Day. As far as the White Sox go, they've basically got to go all out the rest of the way and just to preserve that first place in the AL Central, because that's going to give them a number two seed, and that first round bye would mean everything to them.
Sox fans were almost as loud as Cubs fans at Wrigley Field during this series, weren't they?
Yeah, I would say that a lot of Cub fans scalped their tickets if I wasn't, I didn't know better. But, it was kind of that way with the Cardinals series too. There was a lot of Cardinals fans there too, so I think a lot of Cubs fans are trying to get some of their money back and maybe save up for playoff tickets, or I don't know, but there was a lot of tickets on the market, and the Sox fans scooped them up.
And we, of course, had the obligatory fights in the stands. But as you point out in your column in the Tribune today, for the most part, the fans got along and treated each other with mutual respect, didn't they? For the most part.
Yeah, I think you're going to have those. And it's just unfortunate that this one, the one on Monday, was so, you know, outrageous. And, you know, everyone pulls out their cameras whenever something happens. And mm-hmm. It goes viral. Fortunately, some of the people in that one were arrested and, you know, got theirs. But, you know, I was walking around the stands yesterday and after the game and outside at Murphy's and, you know, just at all the areas, all the bars around the area. It was fine. Most people go to a game and they know that it's just for fun. And, mm-hmm. you know, they may hate each other's teams, but in reality, you know, we're all just human beings and both teams are doing good. I think most Cub fans look at the Sox right now and they're, you know, they're like tipping their hat. It's a great season by the Sox, and I'm not sure if Sox fans feel the same way about the Cubs.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, when you walk around with your pad of paper and pen, people are going to behave because they know
with my hat on.
They know your the press hat. One more thing before we let you go, Paul. You know what nobody thinks about except me. Since the DH, you can leave a pitcher, in longer, right? You don't have to pinch hit for your pitcher, and yet starters never go as deep into games as they used to. Now, I know you're frantically right now writing this down so you can use it in your next column, but isn't it kind of ironic that you can go with your starter longer, but nobody does?
Well, Bob, I don't want to get into a long essay on this, but I don't think they really care about the pitchers batting. So they go with the starters longer, or they go with the starters shorter because of all of them are throwing like 95 to 100 nowadays, and they want to get max out of their arms, and they figure that they look at the analytics and they say, well, this guy is going to tire out after this certain amount of pitches, and they bring in the next guy that throws 95 to 100. And I mean, that's just a shortened version of it, of course, but and I'm not saying I agree with it always. I love the days when starters went nine innings, but I mean, that's just the way it's going to be from now on. And I've given up fighting it or even writing about it much, but I do understand people that don't like it, and I certainly understand that you would not like it.
I saw Fergie Jenkins, you know, yesterday singing, and I was thinking of when Fergie threw
Fergie and Bob Gibson.
Yeah, 9,000 innings a season. All right.
Yeah.
More in the Tribune. Paul Sullivan, thanks as always, Paul. Always good to catch up with you. And we've got the fever. We've got the baseball fever.
I knew you would, Bob.
See ya.